So, laboratory story, has decided to say goodbye to Gumroad and head straight for Patreon. Now, the reason they did this is because apparently, like a lot of folks that have used Gumroad in the past that I follow, like Lady Drasimi, Groblick, and several others, basically Gumroad's new policy has basically caused a lot of these people to say, yeah, Gumroad's not it for us anymore, because Gumroad has basically said, yeah, if you're going to use us, you're going to use us to be your selling center, you know, your shopping, you know, center for people to buy from. You're going to have to obey some new rules. And those new rules are, you're going to have to be a little clean, if you know what I mean. You're going to have to be decent. You're going to have to be clean, and so on. So Laboratory Story, who's known for doing the Emily Sanders series and spinoff series similar to the character, if not associated with the character and so on, Shapeshifter ones, Shapeshifter, Gooey, Melty ones and all that. You know, they decide that they're going to, like I say, leave Gumroad because Gumroad basically said, yeah, you ain't going to do your thing here anymore because it's too erotic, it's too NFSW, it's not very kosher, if you know what I mean. So Laboratory Story basically decided to go to Patreon. And the way they have this hooked up is $15 a month gets you the archives as well as the new stuff that they're working on. $3 a month just gets you the new stuff that they're working on and everything. And that's, you know, all right in my opinion right now if you just want the new stuff. Because apparently the one catch that Gumroad has come out and said that I guess kind of saves face for them, and I've talked about this before, is the fact that if you purchased anything from any of the people that use Gumroad to sell the NFSW-like material, that you'll be able to keep that in your library. So you don't have to worry about that being deleted and all that. You'll still be able to download it over and over and over again for as long as you can, and you won't have an issue. The only issue is the people that, you know, you bought them from, like Laboratory Story, you know, and Groblick and Drasimi and the other ones out there, they are not going to have any stores up at Gumroad anymore. And so they've had to basically find other avenues for revenue. You know, people like Drasimi and Groblick and, you know, I think even Nextat, if you will, they've all journeyed off and done their own thing. They've created their own websites, if you will. Some, like, you know, Groblick and Nextat have gone to create their own websites because of not just Gumroad, but because of, you know, Patreon. So I don't know if Laboratory Story, Laboratory Story is going to last long on Patreon because, again, they're going through similar policy changes as well. So I think what they're going to have to do is probably follow suit with what Nextat and Groblick and others are doing. And that's just, you know, create a website or, you know, go on to a place like Subscribestar or something and, you know, just, you know, provide the content, you know, upload and provide the content there because, you know, I think it'll be easier for them and less stressful. Now, Laboratory Story has come out and said that they've gone and done similar things before and they've kind of been kicked to the curb because of what they present. But to me, I think if they go the route of creating their own website, if not going to Subscribestar, I think they should be okay. I don't think they'll have any issue in the future if they do that because, again, you know, Patreon's a good place to go. Trouble TRO is there. Joven16 is there. And, you know, that stuff is kind of, you know, risque, NFSW at times. They're there. They're still, you know, providing content for people and everything. Obviously, they're kind of edging the guidelines, if you will, and what they present. But what's interesting about that is Trouble TRO and Joven16 for a while were not in the you want, well, kind of like when you go to your page, when you go onto Patreon, onto your homepage, onto the homepage of Patreon, where it shows the people you're subscribed to on the left hand corner of the screen. Well, if you're on the computer or laptop, that is. Well, apparently Trouble and Joven were not there for a while, and I'm thinking, what's going on? So I would go and search for them in the creators, and I would find them there, but they were not like listed in the member in the Patreons that I was supporting. So that was kind of strange. So I don't know if that was a glitch on Patreon's part, or maybe Patreon is kind of, you know, getting on them a little bit by of by the fact that they're, you know, presenting stuff that might be borderline, you know, over policy, if you will, kind of against the policies. I'm not really sure. But obviously that may or may not be the case, because Trouble did appear back on the Patreon side of the things of those that I financially support. So, you know, I don't know if it's a glitch on their part or maybe there's something else going on. I don't know. All I know that for Trouble and Joven 16, I think they may have to go the route that NextStat has done, Nexy Comics, that's N-E-X-Y Comics, has done, that's create their own website, same with Groblick, you know, or go to Subscribestar if they have to, because Subscribestar is more, you know, lenient, more NFSW friendly. So they, those might be options for them in the future, but right now Patreon does seem like a good place to be. I mean, from what I understand, they have been a little less restrictive. They kind of let up a little bit on some of the policies and guidelines, I guess because of all the criticism they were getting because of that, or because of those, you know, policy changes they were making. So they've let up a little bit. But still, you know, those policies that they want to enforce eventually are still there. So if I'm Trouble TRO, I'm Joven 16, or in this case, I'm Laboratory Story, if I'm any one of them, I would kind of consider other options. And those options, in my opinion, being places like Subscribestar or creating your own website. And I think all they have to do is just ask around to NextStat, Nexi Comics, that is, and Groblick, and I think they'll be able to get some information on how to do the website deal, as well as even maybe look into how, what Subscribestar has to offer for them to continue their stuff there. Because again, we're in a situation right now to where you have these public places, you know, like Patreon, and more importantly, Gumroad in this case, that are changing, and they're changing not for the better for people that like to sell their artwork or the stories to make a living on the side. You know, so if I'm Laboratory and Trouble TRO and I'm Joven 16 and others like them, I look at the other options that are out there. That's what I do, and that's what I would do right now. But yeah, if you're a fan of Laboratory, if you will, in the Emily Sanders series and the series related to it or connected to it, yeah, if you purchase anything from them on Gumroad and it's in your library, you don't have to, nothing to worry about. But the store is pretty much done. You go to the store, it's still there, but you can't purchase anything. So yeah, if you have anything that you did purchase from them, it's still in your library, you're good to go, you're fine. But if you want to find them, they are at Patreon. They are at Patreon as of right now. But if I'm them, in closing, again, I'll say this, if I'm them, if I'm Trouble TOO and I'm Joven 16, I look at what NextStat, Nexi Comics has done, I look at what Groblick has done, and I say, okay, I'm going to need a backup outside of Patreon, and, you know, because of the fact that I don't know if Patreon will pull the same stuff, you know, that Gumroad did. So if I'm them, I look into those options. But yeah, Gumroad apparently has claimed another victim and basically forced another potential client that they had that made financial gain on behalf of them. You know, brought them some attention, and, you know, and Laboratory in the Emily Sanders series and all that. Gumroad has claimed another victim, and yeah, this is not looking good for Gumroad or any site like them, because you gotta, if you're a selling site like Gumroad, and you have something out there that says, hey, you know, we're user friendly, creator friendly, and all that, you need to live up to that. you need to live up to that saying, as well as even add in, you know, maybe a special rating. Say, hey, you know, if you got mature material, let us know. We'll let you post it, but we'll only let you post it if it's under the M rating. And that's about it. But yeah, just let's talk about that real quickly. Give me your thoughts, guys, on how you feel about this whole thing with Gumroad. And what do you think the end result will be for people like Trouble TRO and Joven 16 and Labra Story, you know, as they're now part of Patreon? Well, Trouble and Joven have always been part of that. But what do you think the next step should be for them? Should Patreon probably down the line take the similar steps that Gumroad did with, you know, Labra Story and others like them, you know, by basically saying, yeah, no more NFSW? What are your thoughts? And again, my suggestion to all three of them, look into creating your own websites as well as look into a place like Subscribestar. I think it'll be beneficial for you guys in the future. And I do apologize for that. That's a vibration notification there. I do apologize for that. But guys, let me know what your thoughts are, and I am out.